And his name never intended to be used loose. But that name was given to us to receive from the Heavenly Father. Are y'all in the house today? And he told us right in the Gospel of John, he said, after I'm resurrected, after this happened, if you ask anything in my name, I'll give it to you. Didn't he say it? But yet people use it loose. Don't mean nothing when they say it. Come on. That name was given, he said, in that name you'll cast out devils. Didn't he say it? He said it, didn't he? But yet we instead of the church casting out devils, we invite devils. Too many of us. Invite them in our lives by the words we speak. In that name. You shall speak with new tongue, we shy away from that part of it. But we speak with a forked tongue. Not knowing that God has given to us his life, given to us his living word to put in our hearts and to speak out of our mouths and to frame our world and to live in absolute victory all the days of our life. But we take words that God didn't give us. Y'all hear me today? And we talk about our neighbors, and then we talk about our neighbor's children. And then not only that, we get among, we talk about ourselves among ourselves. Instead of speaking blessing to your children, you call them little bald head scoundrels, you'll never be nothing. Y'all laughing, but that's what we do. And even get a little more dirty, little snotty old nasty head boy. And we can't find none of those words in the Bible. But yet we got them in our mouths. Then we want to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Send me a blessing. Well, how are you going to get it to you? You had laid out a track for it to come on. Come on, man. How many times have you called your child blessed rather than cursing him? How many times have you spoken to your pocketbook and called it blessed? How many times a day do you speak to your body and tell your body what to do? Say, you're well, you're healthy, you're strong. How many times you talk to your mind and say, I got a sound mind. I think right. I think thoughts after God. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, hallelujah. We don't want to form a lifestyle and a conduct in our lives that go against God. But everything we do, it ought to be in pursuit of him. I want to know him more. Not in the way, in some religious way, but Holy Spirit, you lives in me, show me the way. Yes, teach me how to seek God, how to wait on him, and how to hear from him. You're talking, give me a listening ear. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I say again, we need to put words in our mouths to frame our world. And that will cause us to live in absolute victory all the days of our life. Yet so many believers go blindly through life. And it's I can imagine what it looked like to the Father, because I see you. Can I talk to you? I'm going to talk anyway. Go blindly through life. And the very thing we, even in our church service, the very thing we need, when the word began to come forth, we get to moving. We get to talking. We get to texting. We disrespectful. And then when trouble comes, we want God like that. It won't happen because you hadn't built nothing for him to be like that. We want God to bless us and cause us to live good, but we live shabby, unholy, ungodly, irresponsible, and we are not accountable. We just want God to bless us. But as far as being consecrated, dedicated, to live holy, single people need to know how to live single. Married people need to know how to live a married life. But we accept the world way of living. We do everything the world do. The world have babies, we have babies. And we're leading them. Am I trying to condemn you? No, I'm trying to help you. But we got a word that is powerful to keep us in every area of our lives. Everything we do in our spirit, in our communication, our prayer life. In our communion with God, we have a word. We have the Spirit of God to keep us. In our soul, in our mind, we have the word of God that he said, I give you my peace. My peace I leave with you. Let not your heart be troubled. How do I receive God's word that he's with me? He's in me. He's for me. He is my strength. He is my protection. He'll never leave me. I got his word on it, so I don't worry. I trust him. Anybody here today? Words. I have his word to keep my sex life. Y'all already know I'm going to talk about that. Just going to introduce you for what's coming. But yes, we give ourselves so loosely. And we want God blessing. We dishonor marriage. We dishonor what God set forth. But we want the car. We want the house. We want the land. We want the clothes. We want to be popular. But how can you be popular working with the devil? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. It's a strange thing to us. Y'all might well fall in love with you if you're not, because I'm going to love you back. I don't care what you do. It's a strange thing. I see it happen all the time. Last in the door and the first one out. But we want the glory. Then it's just a real, real crying shame. What we set before our eyes. And what we watch on TV. We order the thing. Sit there and watch it. Feed on it. But we want God's blessing. We're going to be called a Christian. I hope God don't do like that man with that pig I told you about. So let me go on.